This is Rider Reloaded, the official podcast of Rider in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Hot diggity damn.
What?
I am so excited.
For work?
No.
Oh.
What are my favorite things in the world?
Golf, naps, your daughter, fried chicken, sushi.
Well, seafood. I'm just say all seafood.
Okay. What?
I'm building in some intensity.
It's kind of just annoying at this time.
I'll tell you in 3 minutes.
Don't be that guy.
Bubba Gump Shrimp Company is coming to West Edmonton Mall. Projected opening date of March 2018. So we don't even have to wait that long.
Where's it going to be?
Where the Eddie Bauer is. Look at.
What are you pointing at?
I have tears in my eyes.
That's because you yawned.
No.
What's Bubba Gump Shrimp?
Oh, only the best damn shrimp shop in the world.
But how would you know? I bet you've never tried it.
I have.
How? Where? When?
I went when I was in Hawaii about 8 years ago.
And this is after, this is because of Forrest Gump?
Yeah, one of the, characters, Bubba Gump.
Right.
In Forrest Gump, loved shrimp. And so they started a restaurant. And they're opening 43 new locations worldwide.
That's pretty exciting.
And one of them is here.
Where?
I already told you, West Edmonton Mall.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Where Eddie Bauer is.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
We had that conversation.
I think already. I need to take a multivitamin.
Yeah.
Or some fish oil.
Or just start, paying attention.
I was paying attention. Now that you said Eddie Bauer, I was like, oh, yeah. You already said that.
You've been super into crime shows as of late. You were talking about a podcast. I just saw somebody tweet at you and said that they're addicted now.
Yeah, it's called Dirty John.
Okay.
It's very good.
And you're big into Mindhunter.
Oh, yeah. The whole psychology behind serial killers and why they do what they do is just so fascinating to me. And it's kind of embarrassing, especially when guys are asking, what do you like to watch? And I'm like, everything that has to do with crime.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's weird, but it's...
I've noticed a common trend when it comes to these shows. It's that women are really addicted to them.
Yeah, but you know what? It also could be one of those things where you're fascinated, but you're also learning as you go. I know so many things. I could defend myself if I needed to, is what I'm saying.
Well, and what scares me is that you could also make me disappear if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that's listening right now, 6 a.m. Listener Club, I appreciate it. I would appreciate it if I go missing, that you at least tell the police to consider Lisa.
Yeah, I'm not even going to disagree with that. I will own my crimes.
This terrifies the crap out of me.
Anyway,
here's
why
the thing, you actually think you're a PI now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I could solve a crime.
There's somebody that we were talking about, a mutual friend of ours, that you're like, yeah, no, he's a serial killer. I could tell you why. And you get out your notepad. I'm like, put your notes away.
Hi, Mama.
Today's words of wisdom come to us from @fro_vo on Twitter. You got to think about this one a little bit.
Is this the guy that has the pig as a profile picture?
Yes.
Very funny.
6:30 is the best time on a clock, hands down. Hot 107 Rider in the Morning with Lisa Evans. Quick question. Why do grocery stores sell eggs or convenience stores sell eggs to teenagers this time of year?
You think that should be illegal?
Yeah.
What if they want a nice little breakfast sandwich? Maybe they're cooking breakfast for their parents.
Yeah, that happens
right.
A lot. Anyway, it's this time of year, in about a week, well, exactly a week is Halloween, that a lot of people get in trouble. So we wanted to ask the question, what's the most trouble you got into as a kid? Some pretty wild stories coming in. My principal was a pretty crafty man. He wasn't a nice man. He was a terrible dude, actually. Anyway, he used to get tricked a lot, so we went out to Aga's house.
Ryder!
What?
You're the one that's like, nobody should be egging houses.
I know. Now that I'm an adult and I know how much work it takes to clean it up. Anyway, we went out to get him, get his house. He lived on an acreage. So we had to park, like, I don't know, probably a half kilometer away on the dirt back roads.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds like a Brooks and Dunn song. Anyway, we sneak up to the house and are ready with a few eggs. And then all of a sudden we hear the horn of our vehicle and turn around, and he takes the keys out and locks the car and then takes the keys and ditches.
So you guys are stranded.
Yeah, I think he jumped on a quad and took off.
Your principal is badass.
So he was hiding out in the bush, knew it was coming, and then just took the keys into the police station and said, you can grab these tomorrow at the cop, your keys tomorrow at the cop shop.
That's terrifying.
Luckily, my friend had an extra set, so his whole plan failed miserably.
You owe that principal an apology. You should call him.
No, he was a tool.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Well, I see, that's the thing. You think he's a tool. You were probably a really annoying teenager.
We can ask my mom if you want. She thinks he's a tool, too.
That's because you were a mama's boy. Of course she's going to take your side. She probably thought you were so innocent in school.
That's
accurate.
Really judgy. 780-107 is the text line. The most trouble I got in when I was a kid, I supplied my grade 9 friends their Halloween party with my parents' liquor, and everyone got wasted. My mom fielded a lot of calls the next few days. That's from Magzer on the text line.
I remember going to a guy's house when we were like in grade 8 after school. He's like, you guys want a couple drinks? We're like, no. And he pulls out all of these little mini liquor bottles from his parents' liquor cabinet. And he's drinking like Goldschlager and Blue Carousel. Like just the weirdest combination of liqueurs.
His puke would have been very interesting.
Oh, he was just hammered. And we're all sitting there watching him. And then he passes out. His mom gets home. And then she calls all of our parents to be like, your kids got my son drunk. We're like, my mom literally laughed on the phone. She was like, no. Like, who just chugs back Goldschlager? Oh, yeah, we're just partying. Wednesday at 3 p.m.
Goldschlager and Blue Caraco. Like, his puke would have looked like a Winnipeg Blue Bombers jersey.
It's Carousel.
Whatever. 780-450-3332, one of our favorites on the phone. Let's check in with her. I bet she got in some trouble.
Brown sugar, she likes to call the show, yeah.
Me and my two friends, we're 15.
My two friends and I.
Cool. My two friends and I.
Yeah.
Anyways, we stole my grandma's car, and I lived in a small little town out in B.C., and I thought I was being sneaky because my dad was at work and my grandma, I don't know where she was. I think she was out of town.
Probably napping. Anyway, that's what grandmas are good at.
We decided to go for a little joyride, and I ended up driving past my uncle. And I sure got in when I got back.
What are the odds of that, hey?
Well, was it a small town?
Yeah, really small town.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Like, every time I drove around my hometown, I saw one of my uncles.
Brown sugar, she likes to call the show, yeah.
All right, we're asking you the most trouble you ever got into as a kid at 780-107 on the text line, or you can call 450-3332. Sharla says, I punched my sister's Coke bottle while she was drinking it and chipped her tooth. The bottle was glass. Yeah, that wouldn't have went over real well.
We got some pyros on the text line. Gabe texted in saying, you know how they always say keep matches away from children? Yeah, when I was a kid, I found some. Went into the woods with a friend and we made a campfire. It got out of control. This was back when I lived in Yellowknife. I was grounded for 3 months. I want to know how big this fire got.
Well, yeah, especially up there. There's a lot of room for the fire to spread.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you set a fire at the bushes in Millwoods Park, yeah, you got a few bushes. But if you set one up in Yellowknife, like, you could take out miles and miles. That's awful.
Okay, this text is pretty crazy. My buddies and I, when we were like 9, we got really into skateboarding. We got caught by my mom trying to skate down people's windshields.
Awesome. That sounds so dangerous.
Yeah.
780-450-3332. Tracy, you got in trouble as a kid?
I did get in a lot of trouble when I was about 4.
Okay, so, what happened?
So So my dad is an avid hot rod collector and was always working on hot rods and cars and things like that. And at the age of 4, I learned how to write my name. So it's kind of a big deal. And, you know, 4-year-old logic, I knew that my dad would see it if I wrote it on his car.
Right. So you grabbed a black Jiffy.
No, actually, I grabbed a rock because I wanted it to be permanent.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
And I engraved my name across the entire side of my dad's 56 Merc Turnpike, which he inherited from his dad. And, you know, it was about 7 feet long. And my name is only 5 letters. So, yeah, I wrote it very, very, very large.
You know you're never getting that car, hey?
Oh, no, never. And I wasn't the only one that got in trouble because my brother, who was 10 at the time, was supposed to be babysitting.
Exactly.
So that was also a problem.
It's Complaint Corner on Rider in the Morning.
Yeah, this is where we complain about stuff.
Don't buy the favorites box of Halloween candy. You know which one I'm talking about. The red box.
Comes
with
your
Crispy Crunch.
Arrow.
Coffee Crisp is what I meant to say.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to have the Arrow, the Smarties, all of that stuff in it, and the Kit Kats. Yeah, it's got all of those. But they are totally cheaping out on Kit Kats. There's maybe 3 in the box, and they're way smaller than they used to be.
Okay.
Like, comparable to those chocolates that you get on your pillow at a cheap motel.
Cheap motel?
Yeah.
That's a fancy motel, if you ask me.
Well, picture a cheap motel pillow chocolate. I'm just very bitter towards it,
at a cheap motel, all you get on your pillow is, like, the last person's hair. My complaint corner today is about Justin Bieber. He got a full body tattoo, like his entire upper body, and you can't see his abs now. He was Fitspiration for me.
Okay, I was just gonna
I was like, man, yeah, okay, I can do some more sit-ups.
Your complaint corner is that you can't see Justin Bieber's abs.
Yeah. Some celebrity gossip to catch you up on. It's not our favorite thing to talk about, but some of these stories are pretty interesting. Blake Lively absolutely got her husband back, Ryan Reynolds. So he originally had posted a picture of her on her birthday. Well, no, it wasn't. It was him with another woman, and it's nearly cut out completely, and it says, "Happy birthday, babe," and it's the wrong woman. Which, he's really funny on social media. Did you see his tweet on his birthday?
That he wants to start a new life?
Yeah, he's
something.
Like, I heard my kids sneaking upstairs to surprise me with breakfast. Luckily, I got out of the house and started a new life just in time. Like, anyway, so she got him back by posting a picture of him.
Half of his face.
Not even, like, one-eighth of his face.
His ear.
With Ryan Gosling. And says, "Happy birthday, babe."
See, it's funny, but at the same time, for people that struggle with celebrity gossip, to them, they're like, "Oh, that's her husband?" And then they're forever confused.
But who cares?
It is funny, but it's complicated. Every time we do bring up those couples, I'm like, which one is married?
Right, especially when they're both named Ryan.
Kim Kardashian tweeted out, "Does anyone know the best two-person strollers out there?" And the internet is blowing up. Oh, great. 2 of them? 2 more.
Well, is it going to be 2 more? Or is she looking for one of those strollers that carries like a 3-year-old and a baby?
See, that's the question. Nobody knows.
Smart move on their part. You know what? I'm not a fan of the Kardashian movement.
But they know what they're doing.
But every tweet or picture seems like it's calculated to get more attention.
John Stamos is officially engaged to Caitlin McHugh. They got engaged in Disneyland, California in the animation room. And he made an animation film for her and asked her, like, okay, rich.
Isn't he like 59?
Yeah, but look at him. He's a smoke show still. He's Uncle Jesse, man. I would call him that.
What? Like, during?
I don't know why I said that out loud.
So last night, this is going to be a little bit tough to talk about, but I think it's a good reminder for everybody, especially looking ahead at Halloween, when kids are out and about wearing masks and busy going door to door getting treats, that they need to be reminded to be safe. My daughter and I were driving home after we had supper to go drop her off at her mom's, and I saw an accident involving a young girl, about 4 years old, who came running in between vehicles.
Like 2 vehicles that were parked on the side of the road?
That were at a stop sign. And
oh, okay.
She came kind of running through, and I was behind those vehicles.
Okay.
And ended up getting hit by a car. And so it wasn't high speed, and it looked like people were on it right away, taking care of her. I called the ambulance, and they were on their way. I went over, and the little girl was responding at that point. And then I wanted to get out of the way to leave room for
the ambulance,
the first responders to get there. And I want to give them so much props because they were there in minutes.
Are you serious? That's how short of time.
It was in Rutherford, and there is a fire department right there. But like they couldn't have been there faster.
Wow.
And I don't have an update on what happened.
Well, that's something that you and I were discussing. Like, is there a way to get an update if you're the person that calls the ambulance to see? Because
I mean, I looked for one last night, and at this point, I'm happy that I haven't seen anything.
Right.
Because there would be a news story about it if it ended badly. I think that we would have been notified via our news sources that there was a pedestrian accident last night that was that bad. So I'm hoping that that's good news. But I just wanted to take a minute, especially, like I said, going into Halloween, to talk to your kids if they're listening right now. Listen, you got to be careful. Those big vehicles are so much bigger than you.
Mm-hmm. And we know that you're excited. Halloween is so much fun, and you want to be able to enjoy it.
Absolutely. And even think about if your kid has a mask that their vision isn't 100%.
Yeah, if you can't see your peripherals, meaning the side, like to each side of you, you need to be taking that off if you're crossing the street.
Absolutely.
Put it on when you get to the doorstep, for sure.
Yeah.
But other than that, we need to be safe. All of us need to be safe out there.
And my thoughts and prayers go out to the little girl and her family, and also the driver of the vehicle, who it was dark. It was 7:30 or something last night, starting to get dark. High speed wasn't a factor. Head on a swivel while you're driving, though. And kids, you just got to be careful. Use those crosswalks and whatnot. If anybody does have an update for me, I would love to hear.
And this was in the Rutherford area.
That's right. Ryder@hall107.ca is my email if by chance you have an update. Hall 107, Ryder in the Morning with Lisa Evans. It's nice to have most of my costume done already.
Yeah.
Hey?
There's a lot of stress to it if you wait last minute, man.
I know. I'm going as Penguin, the Danny DeVito version. From like Batman Returns 20 years ago or whatever it was.
You're going to nail it too. You can do a really good impression.
Thank you. I got to work on it a little bit more before I bring it to the air.
Okay.
It's very similar to my Al Pacino impression. I'm too old. I'm too tired. I'm too damn blind. Which is a pretty good one.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good.
But all I need is a big silver vest. Like if you got married at 400 pounds as a dude, that's the kind of vest I need.
So all right, if anybody has a friend.
Valley Village does not have that. what are you going as?
Sarah Palin.
You do a pretty good impression of her.
Yeah, well, I only know one line. There's a moose outside my house there.
You want to pick something that is easy enough to shop for, but maybe not everyone's going to do. So we have a list of some of the most common costumes this year, so you don't get lost in the wash. The worst thing that could happen is you meet the love of your life on the dance floor, and then you go to the bathroom and you come back and she's dancing with the same character, but just a different dude.
Imagine how many Elvises there were back in the day.
See?
Yeah. Yikes.
Wonder Woman this year is expected to be a very, very popular costume.
Betty and Veronica.
It.
Oh, yeah, the clown. The cast from Stranger Things, always good. Little overdone, though.
Apparently, Khaleesi costumes have been flying off the shelf.
Game of Thrones.
Because of her season. The hot dog from Snapchat.
Marshmallow head.
Mm-hmm. Some of the texts we're getting in. Salt Bae was pretty big this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's a super easy costume for dudes who have facial hair and sunglasses and a white v-neck. So every dude I know.
What else is going to be overdone? The unicorn.
Maybe not overdone, but just common.
The mermaid.
Beauty and the Beast this year was out. Baywatch was a thing this year.
Ooh, yeah, Baywatch is a good one.
Like The Rock from Baywatch. All I got to start doing is exercising 24 hours a day until Halloween.
You'll get there.
And I'll be about 1/15th of the way there.
Ryder Reloaded. The official podcast of Ryder in the Morning.
With Lisa Evans.
Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.